For my short-term offer, I usually have it as kind of like a supplement to my cash offer. So the incentive or the goal is, hey, make it a little bit better, make the timeline pretty short, but if you're willing to stay in it, don't need all your money right away, I can pay you X amount more. Usually that's the story or the picture I'm trying to paint.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm Nicole Kamanjian. I'm here with Cody Richard and the host of this show, Jeff Rappaport. This is episode 267.
I'm excited for today. I love deal structuring, and I love putting Nicole and somewhat Cody on the spot. So I think that's what we're going to do today, and we'll end up writing some multiple offers on this property and see where we get to. So I'm going to share my screen. All right. Can you guys see that?
Yeah, we see the Word document.
Yeah. All right. So what we've got here is a two-bed, one-bath, 800 square foot home built in 1948 on a little less than a quarter acre. The taxes are $968 a year. There's nothing owed against the property. The condition is fair to good. There was a new roof the last 5 years. Could use some gutter work and some paint. They're behind $1,000 on taxes. They're asking $42,000. Running some comps came up with $100,000 ARV. Rents would be $1,000 to $1,100 a month. And they're open to doing terms, and they'd do it up to 5 years. So, Nicole, what we're going to do is I'll take some notes. So I'll write down what you want me to write down, but where would you start with this? Where are you going to go? This is your lead, first time you're dealing with it. Where do you start?
Well, the easiest would be to start with a cash offer.
Okay. All right. So what do you want to offer?
So you said the ARV is $100,000. I mean, $42,000 is like so little money. So let's do 40.
How do you usually calculate your cash offers?
Well, it would be the ARV times 0.75, and then, you know, minus repairs and then your wholesale fee.
What do you think repairs will be on this?
If it's fair to good condition, I don't know. What does that mean? Does it need just like paint?
Need some paint. Need some gutter work. Probably could use some updating. It's 805 square feet.
I don't know. Would like 8,000 be too much?
Well, I don't know that 8,000 will be enough.
Oh, so 10.
So usually,
what, right now, your mentor is Cody.
Yeah, so usually when I'm calculating or estimating repairs, I go on a square foot basis or price per square foot. So with something like this where it needs gutters and paint, it sounds like just some aesthetics. So roof is done, I would imagine, just based on what I'm seeing here, things like air condition or like a huge kitchen or bathroom remodel aren't things we need to do. So I'd imagine we're pretty good there. So I would estimate about $20 a square foot, maybe 20 to 25, but I would start with $20 a square foot, which would put us about 16,000.
Wow. Okay. I was like half of that.
And I would have done exactly the same thing, except I would have put it at 25. So just so you know. Just because I keep running into people that don't tell the whole truth.
Yeah, also fair.
Okay, what's your wholesale fee?
I guess 20,000. I actually feel bad about like that wholesale fee because it's like such a low-priced house.
My wholesale fee has been more than the price of the house, more than just a few times.
Okay.
So,
well, I guess I feel better about it then.
Yeah, and, it's okay.
And at this point, it's just a starting point. So after we make these calculations, it may work, it may not work. You may be wanting to come up a little bit to meet their purchase or asking price. But yeah, after that, puts us at 39,000.
Well, and this number too, this number, the 0.75, markets are changing, and 0.75 on this type of house, we're talking a full $25,000 if including if this was a rehab, that would be profit, commissions, holding costs, a lot of stuff would go into that. It would not be too unusual to just do that. So, which would take another $5,000 off this, right? So you're somewhere between 34 and 39 mm-hmm. is what I would say. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that, Nicole? Do you want to, this is your deal. So if you start feeling bad, now's the time to up your price.
I mean, I don't feel like that's too far from what her asking is or the seller's asking is.
No, not at all.
So I think it's okay for now.
So now I thought what we would do is, if we're going to make multiple offers here, one offer could certainly be, a short-term finance offer where it's enough time for a rehabber to go and fix the property, renovate it, and put it on the market and get it sold. Or potentially a landlord to make some updates, get it rented, hold it for a while, and then refinance with, the Burr method, be able to get all their money back out. So why don't we focus our efforts on putting together what I would call a short-term finance offer. I guess short is relative. You guys decide what short would be in this case.
I would say 2 years. Is that too long?
Okay. Well, I guess it depends what we're trying to do, right? So what are the rest of the terms? What do you want to offer as far as purchase price? And what kind of terms? And let's see what we can figure out here.
Do we want to, I guess, work backwards first to see like what, if someone was going to buy this conventional, like what their payment would be? Or does that not matter?
We could. No, we certainly could. But I don't know if you need to for this offer, mm-hmm. per se.
Okay.
You probably will for the next two offers, but I don't know that you need to do it right now.
All
right. Cody, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, for me, for my short-term offer, I usually have it as kind of like a supplement to my cash offer. So the incentive or the goal is, hey, make it a little bit better, make the timeline pretty short, but if you're willing to stay in it, don't need all your money right away, I can pay you X amount more. What that amount is, I'll leave up to you, Nicole, but usually that's the story or the picture I'm trying to paint, is I can do a little bit better than cash if you don't need it all right away. And for me, as far as a timeline goes, I'd probably be closer to 1 year.
Yeah, and I don't, that's probably why the NOI is not going to matter here, right? Because it is going to be short term, and it's like bridge financing. It's like getting a hard money loan.
Okay. So if our cash offer is $34,000, then this short term offer, and she's asking $42,000. So let's make it, I guess, $45,000. It's so hard to read Jeff's face when I'm like, is that too much? Is it too little?
First of all, you don't need to read me. Okay, that's not the goal. It's not like, good job, Nicole. the goal here is that if you don't understand, people, our audience can really relate to you, Nicole, because most of our audience is just like you, right? They're trying to figure this stuff out. And as they get better, they start to understand more. what the goal here is that I want you to figure it out. So, and there's not necessarily, there could be a wrong answer, but just because you offered a certain price and I wouldn't, doesn't mean that it's necessarily wrong, right? Okay. The numbers can still work. I just wouldn't do it myself. And so don't worry yourself so much about whether you're right or wrong. And certainly don't worry yourself that Jeff thinks you're right or wrong. Okay. Yeah. That's the whole goal of this exercise. So I'd rather you come up with something and then we're going to let your mentor let you know whether he thinks you're right or wrong.
Okay. Thank goodness for Cody.
All right. Okay, so if you're going to do 45 grand, what's your down payment going to be?
I would say maybe 3,000. They're behind in taxes $1,000. So yep,
that's coming out of that three.
Yeah.
So they're not getting much if you're offering them 3,000.
Yeah.
If you're having them pay some closing costs and their back taxes, they're not getting much money, just so you know.
Okay. So let's make that five, just see where that puts us at.
Okay. Yeah, and I think.
And then are you going to offer interest? Go ahead, Cody.
I was going to say, in each step of this, try to think of the why. Like, and think of it from the seller's perspective as well. So, okay, does this work for me when I put this number out there as the buyer? Will this work for my end buyer? And does this work for the seller? And so each number we go through, kind of think through those three boxes on whether or not it would work. And there's always room to adjust if we get further along and we're like, oh, that payment's too high, or wait, that down payment actually wouldn't work. We can go back and fix it. But those are, in this situation, the three stakeholders we got to think of as we go through this.
Okay.
Totally agree with that. Know who your potential buyers or exit strategies may be and compare these two offers. You know, if they don't make any sense, there's no reason to make both these offers. Okay. So now we're to, what kind of payment? Are we going to offer interest? What kind of interest? What's the payment going to be?
For interest, let's start at, I guess, 2.5%.
Is this amortized or what are you doing? Amortized what?
Over, I guess, the 30 years.
Just so you know. Well, it's not going to be much. Remember, we're talking little numbers here.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what makes it hard.
So a 30-year amortization would be $158.04 a month.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Cody, you want to chime in on this one?
Yeah, I think
we let you off the hook way too easy.
I think the important thing, again, is the why. So we're thinking about the seller. Does that, I don't remember the exact number, but a little over $100, would that entice you if you were selling the property to get that extra $11,000 purchase price? Nope. And then just get a little over $100 a month? And from my perspective, it might. You know, if I'm a seller, okay, I can get a cash offer at $34,000, or I can get this short-term financing offer of $45,000 and get a little over $100 a month. Payment's not great, but purchase price is a lot better. So our other option would be to try to make it more enticing by doing either what? Higher interest rate or interest only.
Mm-hmm.
Or sorry, not interest only, but doing something where we're raising that principal only, raising that payment up, or doing some sort of simple interest where we're choosing what that payment's going to be and make it closer to 250 or 300. So we have options. I'm not going to make
the final decision. Or shorter amortization.
Yeah, or amortize it over 15, 20 years.
Yep.
So I won't make the decision, but those, we do have options, and thinking about how it affects the parties involved is important.
And that's the question I think you need to ask yourself, Nicole, is if you're going to make an offer of cash for $34,000.
Right.
And then you're going to make an offer for $45,000. Mm-hmm. One, is that good enough? Will you still be able to make $15,000 to $20,000 on that second offer like you could on the first? Because if you can't, then maybe you're offering too much.
Yeah.
And Now you got to figure out, hey, what do I want to do with this? So you may say, hey, to me, you can make this offer all the time and never lose on it, mm-hmm. right? To me, you always should win on the short-term finance offer. Really what I would do is when I'm looking at my cash offer, I might come in, this came in significantly less than where they were already. So I don't know if I want to come too much less than that. Mm-hmm. But if I came down to, let's say, 32 or 31, just so I have a little leeway to maneuver, and this was more like 39, something like that, where, hey, their asking price is 42. We haven't really reached that 42. We want to be able to offer them some stuff where they get what they are asking. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that we could in some ways, right? So, but if we're here at 45 already, where do we go with our next two offers, which are going to be longer term financing? Because they've got to be more than this, right? So those are the things that you should be thinking about, is that how does this fit into the whole plan that you're trying to create here?
Yeah, but I mean, don't we have room since the ARV is 100K?
You have room, but how much more? I mean, if they're asking 42, they're saying, I'll sell this property for 42,000. Mm-hmm. At what point, I mean, do you want to really offer them 65,000?
I don't know.
I mean, that's significantly more than they're asking, right?
Yeah.
So are there things that we could offer more than what they're asking and still make it worthwhile? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to get too crazy here.
Right.
And remember, this is short term. But what are you going to time frame on this? What are you going to put as a term?
Well, I was thinking 2 years, but maybe that's a little too long. Can we do, what about like 12 months?
So let's think about this for a second. 12 months is more than likely going to be, who are we selling to?
Someone who's going to flip that property.
Yeah, probably like a rehabber, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if they've got to go put 25 grand into this, okay, mm-hmm. they're going to be at 70. Right? No, I'm sorry, not 25. We decided 16. What? 16? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so they're at 61,000, right? And they're going to have some closing costs, two sets of closing costs, maybe, oh, I don't know, $3,000 total, 64,000. They've got some holding costs of whatever this payment's going to be for, 8, 9, 10 months. Then what they can sell it for. And so if they sold it for 100 and they had to discount it for FHA, maybe they're netting 95. Does this number even work for a rehabber? Because the rehabber still needs equity, right?
Right.
There's just no two ways around it. We can't substitute creative finance for equity for a flipper. Mm-hmm. It just that defeats their purpose. So if we want to go 12 months, we're primarily looking at a flipper, right? Landlord probably would be the same just because this is a house. It's still going to rent for whatever it's going to rent for. You're looking at probably owning this property for 12 months to avoid whatever seasoning issues. And, if you put that money into it, you have a good chance of getting, the value on the refinance based on, rather than the purchase price of what you paid for it. So how do we finish this?
Well, if we leave it at 12 months, then maybe it's like no interest, and it's just I don't know. With all those expenses that you just mentioned, I don't know that they're gonna have like a good enough spread if the ARV is 100.
Well, what's the payment if we do principal only?
I think 300 would be a good payment.
So their balloon would be 3,600.
About 41,400.
36,400.
41,400. Oh, minus the down payment. My fault. You're right.
All right. Yeah. 36,400. So that would work, right? You're offering a higher price, but in reality, the higher price is going to get paid down. The real issue is you know, is it going to take someone 12 months to renovate this small of a house and put it on the market and get it sold? I mean, it might only take 4 months, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, plus, I'd want to know, is this property leased? Are there people in there? Do I have to wait before I can start doing all of this, right? That would be something important to know, as opposed to either the seller is living in it and will vacate upon closing, or there's a tenant and we know exactly when they're going to be out. What do you think about this, Cody?
Yeah, I think it can work. A few things I would potentially adjust is that purchase price, make it a bit lower, and then the term potentially go out to 18 months.
Like what?
Closer to the $40,000 mark.
What would you make? 40? Okay.
Yeah, and I think something...
The down would be okay?
Yes. I mean, yeah, I would probably leave it here. Yeah, just because there is $1,000 behind and back taxes, and then you would also expect some closing costs to be paid. So when I'm having that conversation, I at least want to be able to let them know they're going to get some money in their pocket at closing. And then after it's all fixed up,
yep.
and after it's refinanced, we'll be able to pay them out in full. If it's $3,000, I don't feel comfortable or confident saying that.
Okay. Let me ask you, if you wanted to wholesale this, right? Mm-hmm. So we decided if you're going to wholesale the first one, so you would have to make the $20,000 that Nicole wants to make on the first offer, you would need to sell this for 60, right? And with a down payment of 25. Right, to net the same $20,000 that she would net on the first one. Do we think that's really feasible?
I'll say no, but I also don't think if I did zero down payment and that down payment was $20,000 instead of $25,000, I don't think that makes much of a difference. I don't think if I drop it to $38,000, that makes much of a difference. So I think it's hard to get in that $20,000 on that second offer. So maybe $10,000 as a wholesale fee is more feasible. Maybe you decide not to make the short-term financing offer because it would cut into that wholesale fee so much.
Yep. Well, and that's really what I wanted to bring up is that, you know, so I want to look at it from, you know, a number of different viewpoints. So if I already know I want to wholesale this house, right? So my cash offer has a built-in wholesale fee, right? So I already know if I want to wholesale it, hey, I've got to be in this range. And if I have to come up, right, if I came up $5,000, where's that $5,000 coming from?
You.
Nicole, where's that $5,000 coming from?
Your wholesale fee?
That's right. So, you know, I have a reason to fight over it a little bit because it's either going in my pocket or their pocket, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I think you're right, Cody, that I don't think that it's really feasible to make a $20,000 assignment fee on this one. One is now they're putting down, you know, at 25 and, you know, here it would be, you know, they'd be putting down
54.
What would they be? 54. this down payment's more, or I'm sorry, not this down payment. The purchase price is that they're pretty close. The down payments are pretty close too, right? 25 to, this one, they would just put down all of it.
Yeah. And from the experiences I've had in this cash range or this, this value range, is once that down payment's at $25,000 for that short-term financing offer, a lot of people just want, they'd prefer to just buy it in cash if it's going to be in that price range.
Yeah.
I'd rather just buy it in cash, get it all in my name, not deal with the short-term owner financing, because there's not a huge benefit.
No, except that for a lot of rehabbers or landlords, for that matter, they've got the down. Mm-hmm. That they can just put up, and they can make the $300 a month payment, so they don't have to go anywhere outside of that to make something happen. That makes it a little more enticing, but I'm with you. I'm this kind of, most people would just say, I'll just pay cash. Now you have a choice that you would have to decide on, Nicole, is... And I didn't mind that your $45,000 and then $300 a month principal. The issue that I would be concerned about is that price, if I knew that this would go, a full 12 months or a full 18 months or something close to it, then I don't have a problem with it because the pay down will be fine. And if this is a straightforward renovation and the house is going to be vacant upon closing, I mean, this could be done in a few weeks. I could be refinancing in 2 months. I could be under contract in 2 months. And now I don't really get the benefit of the principal only payments. And now I probably overpaid, in terms of price. So that's, I think what you're struggling with is that, okay, so we came up with this cash offer. This offer isn't going to be tremendously more than this one. And really what it is, hey, I couldn't come to meet your cash price, right? You're 42, but let's say that I got to 40 here. I'm closer. And maybe I even gave them the 42 here. $5,000 down payment, I don't really care about. It's fine. $300 a month payment doesn't really matter. Anyone can afford that. And those parts don't matter as much, other than they may matter to the seller.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Cody, do you want to add something?
No, I was just saying that makes sense.
All right. Okay. So we've got two offers, sort of, yeah, pretty much. We have two offers for this particular deal. We're going to wrap up this episode, and we're going to go look at it now as what can we do on a longer-term offer and see what we can come up with. So any last words, either of you?
Nope.
Awesome. Go out and create some terms.